Welcome to Caribbean Mystics Podcast,
where we marry mysticism, superstition, and lore. I'm your host, Paulina.
And I'm your host, Gabrielle. And we are your resident Caribbean mystics.
Join us today as we explore the depths of real supernatural stories.
Told by real people located right in our very own backyard. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 8, season 2 of the Caribbean Mystics Podcast, our season finale. I'm your co-host, Gabrielle.
And I'm Paulina. And this must be so weird just hearing our voices right after that intro we got instead of the story.
No story, no nothing. We really just wanted to connect with you guys in an episode because as much as we do provide like a discussion portion at the end of every story, we never really get into like personal things, you know, like all of the background that makes the Caribbean Mystics podcast, you know, what it is, as well as the backgrounds happening in Paulina and my life. We never really get into personal things. And so in an effort to not only extend our gratitude to everybody that chooses to listen, that shares, and that, you know, like gives rave reviews, we also wanted to give you guys the gift of us.
Here we are. Yeah, I agree. And we're going to go into a lot of cool subjects. You know, I'm sure we're going to talk about some upcoming stories that will be on season 3. Also, there are so many stories that we come across that maybe never make it to tape, but they written us or we found these stories. I would kind of like to give little sneak peeks, you know, maybe read off a couple things. And then we're also going to go into, like Gabby said, our personal lives. And we're going to go into our reviews and our listeners and your comments and your questions and just everything that we've been getting back from y'all.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be a fun episode. It won't be as spooky and scary as everybody anticipates for a Caribbean Mystics podcast episode, but we will definitely, I'd say, bringing some interesting information forward.
Oh, yeah. Well, without further ado.
So, we are officially at the end of season 2, and I will say that for me, there are some differences between season 1 and season 2 in both production, but also in storytelling. I felt like we had a lot more darker themes in season 2, and based off of the stories that I know are coming next, there is more darkness on the way. But also on the production side of it, season 2 was definitely one that required a lot of out of the box thinking that I feel has actually turned around and benefited the production of the show, but as well as Paulina and my mental health, because as you can imagine, this takes an immense amount of work.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. When I first approached Gabrielle about this, I was like, oh yeah, this show, and it's got stories and music and sound effects, because, you know, I was inspired by one of my favorite podcasts called Spooked, but it was just the two of us. And Gabrielle's like, I'm down, but, you know, I don't really know audio production like that. And I'm like, that's cool. I could do it. Oh, my God, y'all. You don't even understand, like, how burnt out I felt just going through hours and hours of tape, editing late at night, getting a 2-year-old, you know. And there's not much that Gabrielle could help on my end, because it's like this. I went to school for this, you know. This is not something that people can easily pick up and like do, you know, off the bat. And so it was really difficult. And by the end of season 1, I was telling her, I was like, yo, like, I'm really burnt out doing all this editing. And I'm like, and by the way, I have some news, you know, I'm pregnant. She's like, she had such mixed feelings. I mean, I'm not going to speak for you. You can kind of express how you felt, but she was really happy for me, but then also kind of like taken aback, like, what does this mean for season 2? And I'm like, I will be there, but I don't know if I can do that workload again. And so she managed to find her cousin and also storyteller that's been on our show, and producer who's been helping us immensely for season two, Sarah Ann.
I would say that I was really excited when you told me that you were pregnant. Because, like, or her initial commentary was like, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, oh my God, we love babies over here. And, you know, as someone who would also like to start trying soon. Not now, sorry, you don't come rubbing up my belly, but soon. I was, like, so like, oh my God, this is crazy. You know, like a Caribbean Mystics baby. And then when everything, you know, the other shoe dropped, and, you know, she continued her story, because at this point, all we're at now is like, oh, I'm pregnant. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then it boiled into, some things, you know, are going to have to change the workload and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Like, and so we couldn't record that day because I needed to, like, bawl my eyes out for a minute. And,
and that felt so bad.
No, and I just needed to, like, move because it was fair. It was fair and anxiety.
Needed to register.
Yeah.
Yeah, sink in a bit.
It was fair and anxiety because it was just, like, we had just used a whole year of our lives to create one season, 8 episodes. And then for us to be at a place of contemplation of whether, like, we were going to continue on, I think I needed time to process. And so I bawled my eyes out multiple times. And then once that leave my body, I was in a place where I was like, okay, how can I support? How can we make this happen for season two to get this going again? And Sarah Ann, who is also my best friend and has been my best friend since we were in high school, stepped forward and was like, yeah, I'll do
and
it.
And cousin.
Stepped forward and was like, yeah, I'll do it. And sis, like, had no... I mean, she had put together... Her and her husband had the Genius Logic podcast. And she had done the production of that. But the Caribbean Mystics sound effects and sound design is a whole other beast to podcast production. You can't off the bat just start doing what you're doing without there being a time for growth and also mentorship, because Paulina spent a little bit of time giving Sarah some pointers of how she could, you know, make the episode better or streamline the work process. And I think that that was helpful, but someone just coming in off the gate trying to figure this out, I think it would not yield the same results.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it, you know, not just finding music and sound effects and cutting and pasting and putting it on behind the storyteller and the dialogue. You know, there's also mixing that's involved. And I tried not to put too much on Sarah's plate. I was like, don't even worry about the mix. Just try to, like, adjust the volumes as best as you can, you know, because I also didn't want to scare her, you know. I didn't want to scare her away. Because there's so much more that can go into it. But I'm like, you know what? Our listeners are forgiving. And the stories shine through. Because the stories are just phenomenal. And my hope for the future is that once we start, you know, getting bigger and start making some income, then we can hire more help to help with the mixing, mastering, all the technical stuff, rather than just putting the story together. And really have, like, just, like, an amazing production for you guys on both sides. And then it's easy for us. But, man, she has been, like, heaven sent, like, such a help. Because this has been easier for me, too. The first trimester of my pregnancy was really, really rough. I was sick a lot and tired a lot. Worse than my first pregnancy. And I was feeling discouraged. I'm not going to lie. I kind of approached Gabby like, I don't want to do this anymore.
And another round of terrors came.
I was just like, I don't. And so, I don't know. Now that I'm in my second trimester, I'm feeling better. Now that Sarah Ann joined the team, I've been feeling better. And I'm like feeling more pumped for season three. And it might take a while because, y'all, I'm going to be having a baby. I'm going to have a newborn. So that alone is going to be some time that I need to take off as well.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, other things happening in our personal lives, not just me.
Yeah, I also wanted to say, while I'm here on my soapbox, I definitely honor you wanting to take time away from it, because we live in a society that has downplayed the emotional, physical, and mental needs that go into having a child, and like in a healthy way, you know, and not resenting your baby and being fully present in being able to care for this new soul coming into the world. You don't know if the baby can be colicky. You don't know if the baby is going to have an even temper or is going to be more temperamental. You don't know if there's going to be, you know, anything that requires more time. And so I think allowing mothers the opportunity to have spaciousness to receive this new being coming into the world while also still being energetically in charge of the rest of the household. Paulina still has a toddler that she's going to be running after. You know, she still has a relationship that she's going to need to pour energy into as well. And so
I'm going to be drinking lots of coffee when I come
back. Yeah. And so at the Caribbean Mystics podcast, co-hosts want you to know that we completely understand and support women doing what they have to do to craft lives that allow for them to show up in their fullness and motherhood, whatever that looks like to you. Whatever you're craving and you need, you do what you have to do, because at the end of the day, your children are extremely important, and what happens in those formative months, years, days is going to be pivotal to their growth, but also your relationship with them.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that.
I gotcha. We're in support.
Yeah. You know, there needs to be more of that in even the corporate world, just working moms in general, because this is working, you know. But luckily, we're independent. We can make our own rules. But man, it's not like that for other moms, you know. They don't have daycares on site. They got to find childcare. It's hard. But while we're on the subject of personal lives, I guess should we go into like more what's happening?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that other thing that you had that was really amazing? Because yeah. I think it's okay, go ahead, and then I'm going to ask you a question just so we could showcase to our listeners how much work is on our plates compared to other podcasts.
Yeah. So guys, not only did I find out I was pregnant, first I found that out, I applied for this job before I found out I was pregnant for my favorite podcast, which I've mentioned a few times on our show, called Spooked by Snap Judgment, and I got the job, yo, as a story scout and leading up to hopefully a producer one day on the show as well. And boy, have I learned a lot just being in it for the last 2.5 months now. It's, for those who don't know, Spooked by Snap Judgment is an award-winning podcast. It's acclaimed. It's been featured on NPR. It's been featured on Rolling Stone's top podcast. They have millions and millions of downloads, and they're constantly rated number one in the arts chart on Apple Podcasts and all around the world. They used to be with Luminary Network, and now they are independent and have no paywall, so they're free to listen to. But they were actually the inspiration behind our podcast. Ours is a bit different, obviously, because, you know, we don't want to be just like that. But they feature true life paranormal stories told by people firsthand. And it's very immersive, same way with music and sound effects and cinematic almost.
Yeah, one of the main differences is that where I feel like we are regionally centered, so we're centered just in the Caribbean region, Spooked is worldwide. Like, they access stories from all cultural backgrounds, and also they don't have a discussion portion in the end like we do. It's more story-centered.
Yeah, it's just about the story and the storyteller. You know, we tend to go into more details about the story. And then, yeah, we're Caribbean-based. So if any of our listeners have stories that aren't from the Caribbean and really want to share, like, still reach out to us. Reach out to me. You can email us. or you can DM me, DM us, because I'm down to listen and maybe pitch that story to Spooked, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But part of the reason why I wanted Paulina to bring up Spooked, other than it's a fabulous opportunity, is Paulina, let the people know how much people are involved in the Spooked team to get one episode out.
Yeah, for sure. There are over 5 producers, I think, that kind of like cut tape and put the story together. They also hunt stories down as well. There's 5 story scouts, including my, or 4 story scouts, including myself. There's also a senior producer. There's 2 of the creators that are on board. And then there's audio engineers, somebody that specializes in the mastering. They have sound designers as well. I do the sound design and effects. There's they have a graphic artist on board. They and probably more that I haven't gotten to know yet, because I'm still kind of like green to them, you know. This is still kind of like a new job, but the team is pretty large, you know. I wouldn't say like a huge corporation, but like it's a big team, you know. It's more than me and Gabrielle, you know, more than just 2 people. And the amount of time and work that they put into each and every episode, the amount of steps it takes to go from pitch to publish, is very detailed. And I commend the team so much, because it's a lot of work that they put into it, but the results, the execution is just phenomenal, and I can see why they're award-winning. And I just feel so honored to work with such an amazing team and learn the ropes on how the professionals do it.
Yeah, when Paulina told me how much people were on this team and how much time it took for them to create episodes and, you know, the distance between seasons, I was like, oh, we really, like, not only have we been doing a crazy amount of work, but also we need to find more work-life balance, because clearly what we have going on is not sustainable. It's not sustainable for people who have so many other things going on. And like we've always said, we are not at a point in our podcast where we're making money. So everything that Paulina and I put in is literally like labor love. Not to mention the money spent to put together a launch party and buy equipment and advertisement and
the subscription.
Yeah. Like, we don't have that capital in our business, you know, to be able to do this. Right now we're grassroots. So I wanted to go into all of this because it is going to explain what's going on with season 3 later in the episode.
Okay. So we talked a bit about my life and what's going on. So why don't you fill in everybody about you and what's going on with your life right now?
Okay. So as you guys know, I create content on TikTok and Instagram. And over the last year, I've been putting in a lot of work into my Instagram, which is comprised of mostly Virgin Islands content as well as viewership. And I would say this year of 2023, I've gotten a lot of traction with people reaching out to me, wanting to do collaborations, wanting to co-create in various projects. And so I've had a lot of that happening. And just a few of the things that have been really exciting is I got a beautiful opportunity for a photo assistant job with creative direction, capabilities, audio engineering, to put together a initiative that's happening in the Virgin Islands. And so I was able to do that at the beginning of March, but that led into another opportunity of working with a very well-known and big record label in the United States. They came down to do a shoot here with a artist on their label, and I was hired again as a photo assistant for that shoot. And I just did it this past Tuesday, and it was an incredible experience. I got to network with major people in the industry that I was like apparently not well versed in, and I've been able to put our podcast in front of some pretty big people. Ooh. So I know. I'm super excited. And I can't wait to see, you know, like, where all of these opportunities take us. Well, take me in the side of, you know, my own content creation. And I've been hearing some mumblings around possibly being able to travel to other islands, the BVI, Barbados, with a marketing / photography business. And so we'll see what comes into fruition. But part of the reason why I am in a place where I'm needing to step a little bit away from the podcast for a very short amount of time, so your pregnancy is very much right on time, is because I would like to have the spaciousness to be able to say yes to these opportunities that are coming. Because you just never know what's going to take you to a place that you've never even imagined for yourself. And so I feel like you strike when the iron is hot, and the iron is hot right now. And so I'm just trying to lean into all of the opportunities that are coming my way, because I'm learning so much. And I don't think I would have had these opportunities had I not started my own content curation, or even what I'm doing with a podcast. Like, in what world would I have been able to tell people, oh yeah, like, I do audio engineering, even though I don't do it on this, you know, on the face of the way that you do it, because you have all of the technical skill set. I'm also still very much interested in learning and learning photo angles and all the things. And so I've been able to reach out and to extend my creative abilities in ways that I never even gathered I would be able to in just making, you know, TikTok videos. So if there was ever a happy story about how TikTok changed lives, you're hearing it live and direct from, you know, somebody from all community, where, you know, it really does. You never know who's viewing your content. You never know who's aligning themselves with the things that you're talking about and who's reaping the benefit of, you know, your content. So it's been very exciting this year. I was telling Paulina before we started that I've never been happier in my life.
Mm-hmm. Same. I was telling her the same thing about mine. It's just like a good season for us right now, I guess.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's definitely reaping season.
And why don't you share your handles to our listeners? Because we're always getting new listeners, and some are not from the VI or maybe even the Caribbean. They just like our stuff. But Gabriella has some amazing content. It is very Caribbean. Yes. It's very Caribbean and VI focused, but it's just, I mean, she goes into politics, spirituality, customs, culture, and just the importance of, you know, our community and
what is it? Lots of conspiracy.
That too.
Cussing about the United States, all the things. Yeah, my Instagram is Gabrielle Carrard, and my TikTok is G Carrard, and you can find those in our show notes.
Spell your name, though, your last name.
Yeah. Q-U-E-R-R-A-R-D. Yep. My first name is Gabrielle G, or G-A-B-R-I-E-L-E. And also, I was telling Paulina as well that I've been getting a lot of people reach out to me, and they want more long-form content on the things that I already talk about on my profiles. So a lot of the things I just mentioned, a lot of Caribbean history, culture, politics, very Virgin Island-centered. And so I am working alongside Sarah and Hannah, who were the storytellers in last episode, that are my cousins, and we are bringing online a Virgin Islands-centered podcast in which we can get into a lot more depth. I love to do deep dives, so I would love to be able to create a space in which people can come and understand more depth in some of the things that we have going on, whether it's history or even some of the problems that we have in our local community. I feel like a lot of us are unfamiliar with the origins of this problem. Like, who really knows the origins of the WAPA story? Who really knows the origins of, you know, like, our healthcare and where it's, and where it started back in, you know, to now. And so I'd like to be able to do those, because I think that it would allow a lot of millennials and Gen Z and even Gen X more context around why we are where we are. And also find some more Virgin Islands pride, because I feel like when we talk about our home sometimes, it's very disparaging, when we've come a long way. Like, we've, as much as there have been a lot of, you know, missteps and a lot of mistakes in a lot of regard, we've also made some really great moves. And so I'd like to be able to curate a platform that celebrates the things that we have done right, because we've done a lot right. And we're a community in which our own people govern our community, and that's worth celebrating as well. So that will be coming online hopefully by the end of summer, and you guys will be kept posted all along.
Yes. Yay. So many amazing things coming up right now. So we've kind of gone, you know, with our personal lives. We wanted to fill you in, get to know us a little bit, explain about season 3. But I think now we, unless there was something else you wanted to add.
No, I think we're ready for the exciting.
You guys, our listeners.
Yes.
Let's talk about you, because, man, I'm loving reading the reviews. I'm loving reading the comments, the emails, everything we get back, you know, and I did go on the show Jim Harrell's Campfire. Maybe some of you are familiar, maybe some are not. That's okay. And told one of my own personal stories, and we got a bunch of new listeners as well. So welcome. Welcome, new listeners.
Our listenership grew by 300%.
It did.
Between season one and season two, yes. We have gotten an insane amount of people that listen, which is very big in the podcast world, because this is long form content. You kind of have to work harder to get people to buy into what you're selling, which for us is the spooky, scary stories along with the discussion. And so it's really amazing that we've been able to gain that level of listenership in such a short amount of time, because a lot of podcasts really like have to build a lot slower.
And what's crazy is that people actually listen to our discussions, which is so surprising to me, because
I tell you the discussions was going to keep people invested.
I mean, yes, I love talking about that stuff, but there are a lot more mystic nerds out there than I expected. So I love it. And I'm looking at our Apple, our podcast right now, our platform. We have over 129 5-star reviews just on our Apple. I haven't even looked at Spotify.
It's 110 on Spotify, because I checked just this morning to see what the Spotify people are more saying. Yeah, and they're saying the Caribbean Mystics podcast is a 5-star podcast. So that's like 200 plus people agreeing that this is a 5-star podcast listening experience.
Yo.
And I'm very grateful for that.
I want to read some of our reviews, because...
Yeah, let's do it.
So the first one that popped up, it's the latest review. It's so funny. It's by 7am12. Love your handle. It is... Instant favorite. Love this podcast. Discovered it on whim, listening to Jim Harrell's Campfire. Ladies, you do a wonderful job, and I look forward to each episode. Side note, my favorite podcaster ever is officially the rooster in the background.
And they haven't shut up since we started recording today. They're just back there making noise and harassing my head.
You don't understand how many comments we have about this rooster.
The rooster is talked about more than we are in our reviews. Numerous people being like, oh yeah, I look forward to the rooster every day.
You know, every time, funny.
I listen.
Season one, I painstakingly would take out that rooster crow, because I was just like, oh my gosh. And then I just got to a point where I was like, whatever. I don't care. He's part of the show now.
Yeah, between season one and season two, they've also gotten a lot more rowdier. So my father has over 100 chickens.
What?
And
I didn't know there was that many.
He's like a farmer. Like, Papa be out here and he has a hydroponic. He has one of the largest farms on St. Thomas.
Oh, nice.
He has animals. And so he like sells eggs and stuff. Like, Papa doing a damn thing. And so he has all of these chickens. And so even if there was... If it was just one, I'd be like, all right, patience. But they are like working tirelessly to ruin my podcast, because they will be quiet all morning. I will jump on and start recording discussions, and they'll be there like singing. And it's frustrating as hell.
Especially that rooster. You can hear him. He's just like,
yep.
He's like the leader. It's like, she's recording. Yeah, I just saw another review that says, this is from 391AJJJ, and she's like, I could listen to these girls talk all day. Thank you. Great stories and analysis, nice production and beautiful voices. All three hosts are excellent. Gabrielle, Paulina, and the Rooster.
Thank you for saying our voices are beautiful. Somebody one time told me I had a monotone voice. So I've always been super nervous about talking out there because I'm like, I ain't trying to put nobody to sleep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got one that had some critiquing for us. I didn't see this one. This is by Iroll Trev. Great podcast. Interesting. Riveting accounts. Only thing that would make it even better would be removal of the background music and sounds. It is annoying and unnecessary.
You know, I saw that one. Yeah, I saw that one and I thought to myself, I was like, you know, different strokes for different folks, because I don't know that there would be people who would listen if we didn't have that in the background. Like, I think that for a lot of people, it makes the experience. And so for him, I understand completely. It may not be his style of storytelling, but I'd like to think that we're catering to the people that want this style of storytelling.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard somebody critique about the background music and they find it annoying and stuff. And I could see that too, because sometimes I'll listen to certain shows and it's the annoying part for me is when it's not mixed right. Like maybe it's too loud or distracting and it doesn't blend well with the storytelling. So maybe there are a couple hiccups in one of our episodes or so. But yeah, to each their own. I totally respect the critiquing. And don't take offense to it.
For sure. I feel like we've gotten a lot of positive commentary as well on our Facebook. Like, people have been leaving Facebook reviews. And I really appreciate that, because you don't ever tell... You know, you don't think to tell people to leave Facebook reviews, you know? But it, when I saw them, I thought it was really nice. So someone was like... Yeah. This is a great podcast with great stories. They present supernatural explanations along with scientific explanations. It's kind of a mix of two of my favorite podcasts, Monsters Among Us and Radio Rental. What's better is that it's hosted by two lovely young ladies with sexy accents. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Jay Holloway. We appreciate you.
Oh my gosh. Those two shows are great, too, by the way. So to be compared to some of these top supernatural podcasts is such a compliment. And yeah, thank you. That was such a nice review. Oh.
For sure. People have been sharing on Instagram as well, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked that one in a while.
I'll say that... I really appreciate the commentary, and I would love for season 3 to generate more commentary around individual stories. Like, I would love to see more of a discourse, like when people are in like a Facebook thread and, you know, like a Facebook group that's all about one specific podcast. And in the group, they're able to go into deep discussion about stories and maybe their own personal experiences and really like generate a beautiful dialogue among listeners. I would love to see us bring something like that online for season 3, because I enjoy reading those.
Yeah, I definitely feel like our social media engagement could be better. But again, it's just the two of us. And that takes a lot of work, too. You know, creating the images and the posts, which Sarah Ann has been helping out with, too. Yeah, perhaps. Moderating. We do it when we can, you know, but... I'm going to try to, like, be more involved while we're on this little hiatus because yeah, I look at our page sometimes and I'm like, man, it needs a little pizzazz. Yeah. It needs a little extra oomph to it. And we're just so busy with so many other aspects. It's hard to get to it sometimes, you know? So.
For sure.
Oh, here's another really good review. Okay, it's by Yoy. Oh, I hope I'm pronouncing this right. I'm sorry. Yoy... Sadie or Yoim Sadie. I don't know. You know, they push all the letters together. So I don't even know how I found this podcast, but I think it was meant to be. I've always been one to appreciate mystical stories and phenomenons ever since I was a little girl. And hearing these two talk about real stories is so entrancing. Their voices are so nice to listen to, and they are real caps. I like that they aren't afraid to throw in funny commentary and some swears here and there. Just my style, ha ha ha. I resonate with these two girls so much, and I'm not sure why. They have a familiarity to them that makes me feel at home when I listen to them. Also, the editing and audio they have in their episodes make you feel like you're tuning into one of those documentaries that we all love. Very well done. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
This is so nice. I love that.
Right? That was a really sweet one. And she liked the production.
I love that she spoke about her familiarity with us, because yes. I think that when you're making content, and if you've never made any type of like social media content or even podcast or whatever, it is so important for people to be able to connect with you. It's like children in a classroom, you know, mm-hmm. like they will not learn from their teacher if they don't feel like their teacher likes them. If they don't like their teacher, you know, like there's a barrier between how much knowledge can be spread if you don't feel connected to the person that's trying to teach you. And so I'm so grateful to have that feedback, because that is always like rule number one of social media, is always to ensure that you are connecting with your audience, that you're engaging with them, and that they, you know, want to come back, not just for the stories, but for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really hit like my heart when she said that too, because I'm like, oh, like I was hoping for that connection with people that listen, you know, and just to hear her say like that familiarity, because I feel that when I listen or watch other people's socials or podcasts, and it's reciprocated. So thank you. We love to entertain and provide this for everybody, because we find these stories just as fascinating, and the theories and science or skepticism behind them.
For sure.
Oh, here's another good one I like. This is from Kalani V. I love this. As a fellow Virgin Islander, St. Croix, it reminds me of stories my cousindom used to tell us when we would go visit. My fave so far is a hurricane miracle. Made me tear up a bit. Keep doing what you're doing. Oh, and the rooster is 1,000% a main character. Again. You know, I love this show too, because we're connecting with our fellow Virgin Islanders and Caribbean yeah. people. You know, growing up in the Caribbean, we don't have many things that we can call ours.
Yeah.
At least here in the VI, I feel like we're exposed to a lot of American culture. And as a child, I used to yearn to like live in that typical Disney neighborhood with the flat road where you could ride your bike to your best friend's house and you go trick or treating. And instead, I got potholes and hills and cows and bush.
And rooster.
Rooster, yes. You know, so it's nice to kind of have something that's ours that we can relate to and like get excited about, because it's like, oh, I know what they're talking about. I know that place. I know that story. I heard a cowfoot woman, and I'm agree with you. Hurricane Miracle is my favorite episode as well.
My favorite episode. I really love the Frenchtown Sukunya episode with Christy and Sarah Anna, because I felt like there was so much history in it, and it spoke to something that I'm near and dear to, which is, yes, Virgin Islands culture, but also the subculture of, you know, the French community. Mm-hmm. And I really liked Angelica's episode in season two, A Brush with Darkness. I thought that was super, like, that had me on the edge of my seat, especially in recording it. Like, there was this, like, you know, heart palpitation that was happening for both of us, because we're sitting in a dark area in the upstairs of my job, Sage Sanctuary, recording, and there you felt the energy of the story coming alive as she was telling it. And then, of course, Sarah Ann and Hannah's last story, I really, really, really enjoyed.
I love the Frenchtown Sukuyan one too. And I think the aspect about that story that I like is that it was an oral tradition that was passed down as well, especially Christie's, because it was like she was a third generation to hear that story. And that's so common in our culture and a lot of other cultures, as the tradition of oral storytelling from your family or your grandmother or your cousins, you know. So I loved that part too.
For sure. I think it pulled on a lot of the... And it's the same thing with our anonymous storyteller from episode one, season one, where her first two stories were stories that were shared with her by the matriarchs in her family. And that is so much of the way in which stories are shared here, in which information is passed and wisdom is from your elders to you know, the younger people in their family or even in the community. Because elders, if all you have to do is ask a question and they will sit, have you there for hours telling the stories. And I appreciate that because that is where I feel true knowledge extends itself.
Joombi's Coming 3 was definitely my, like, most scary one, personally. Which one was the scariest one for you, Gab?
You know what? I would say the one that really, like, when I was listening back to it after you had done the edit, I was like, oh, this was actually Nicole's season one, episode five, where she's home talking invasion. About, yeah, her haunted home in Solberg. I think that one really had me, and because it was the first one I had listened to that you had ever, like, did the audio engineering for, it was the first time that I realized that we were onto something big. I listened to it and I was like, I immediately knew that once we had started this podcast, our lives would never be the same. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it was absolute brilliance. The way that you did the story design of that one. And ever since then, it's been fantastic. But when you initially came to me about this, I didn't know what you were talking about. I was like, spooked, never heard of it. Jim Harrell's Campfire, never heard about it. But I loved the idea of what you were talking about. I just had nothing tangible to cement it in. But Nicole's episode, Home Invasion, was the first one you had ever added story design to. And that was when I knew, one, that this was going to be a wild ride of scary stories, because that shit had me scared. But also that you and I were tapping into something that would be incredible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it's become incredible so far.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know what else was a terrifying one, especially for me to edit, was your story. The roommate. I, like, still have the imagery in my head of what you saw that night, like, coming out of the bathroom. And man, all these things just happen to come out when you're going to the bathroom at night, huh?
Yeah. You know, when I was seeing everyone's favorite episodes, and I was like, damn, like, Joombi's comes in threes. Yep.
That's a big one.
Teresa's episode. I was like, wow, like, maybe my roommate episode wasn't good. Because it's just like you're expecting at least one. When you went on Jim Harold and you told of your family's, like,
the weird voodoo stuff, yeah, I found on the grave. Yeah.
When you told your family's story and so many people had came over and listened to Treasure Island, you could see people really enjoy that. You know, and that was like a pulse of that story, you know, like where people are listening and they're engaging and they're like, oh, wow, this is incredible. I actually think that story and Joombi's Coming 3 were the ones that really got in the most people that bought into what we were doing. Yeah, because and they were so different, you know, they were old time stories, but yours was very much about adventure and like very Indiana Jones. Whereas Joombi's Coming 3 is like quintessential haunted, you know, Caribbean. And so I was like, damn, like, did my roommate's story not meet up to expectations?
Oh, no, it did. It definitely did. Because I remember, it's actually one of our top listen to episodes. If you look at the listenership, like the ratings, it's got a very high listenership. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned Treasure Island, my personal story, because, you know, I've had some weird things happen, but nothing I thought was like crazy, you know, vocalize. Plus, I wanted to mention something Caribbean related. And though my story wasn't necessarily scary or paranormal, maybe there were some paranormal aspects on it later down the road.
Yeah.
I think it kind of walks the line of like mystery and mystique. That's the word, you know, so mystic.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
And that story speaks about, you know, like, the rumor mill. Our Caribbean rumor mill that's always busy walking.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, what's funny? It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I keep... Go. just go. My head.
No, I was like literally just going to say that that story had a lot of, like, speculation and, you know, conspiracy attached to it, which I feel island people thrive off of.
Yeah. And then I would hear stories about my grandfather actually showing up to several people after he died, explaining that he had this really important thing to share. Like, I really need to share something with you. My uncle claims that he saw him and says, like, I need to tell you where I buried the rest of this treasure. Oh. Yeah. And then another friend was like, I have something really important to tell you. But before he could tell him, the man, like, pissed his pants and ran out the door.
No, this is crazy. Ayuhera, it might have treasure right there in the Virgin Islands awaiting somebody to find.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool to find some more treasure?
I know. I mean, it would definitely fund the fund the podcast. Right? If we were to find it.
Okay, so Mermaid in the Water was a popular one. I'm looking back. And Hurricane Miracle. Look like those two are kind of like in the lead.
I think people really enjoyed Hurricane Miracle because it did exactly that. It allowed people to see a miracle in destruction that they could connect with. Especially since so many people in the Virgin Islands do remember Hurricane Marilyn and how that changed the shape of the Virgin Islands in a environmental capacity, but also in a political capacity. There was a lot of laws and bills that went into place subsequently for hurricane restoration and resiliency, as well as when you talk about history in the Virgin Islands, you talk about pre-Marilyn and post-Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's this very defining moment that occurred during that hurricane. And I think having a story in which something beautiful could come from something so destructive really brought in a sense of hope for people that even in the darkest of times, you know, God is still present and the light.
Mm-hmm. For me personally, I loved that it had to do, yes, with the hurricane, because it's very, like, culture intertwined with, like, our culture. And a lot of us went through hurricanes. And also that it was kind of like a positive story of, it was supernaturally. And, you know, sometimes we get bombarded with all these scary things, but forget that if these scary things exist, then the good, amazing, beautiful things have to exist too.
Yeah.
And so that was like a story of the light that I really loved. And it was so unique. I've never heard a story like that before, ever. So it was special to me.
No, for sure. We don't really talk about cryptids like that or, you know, otherworldly beings here in the Virgin Islands, other than like the evil side of things. Mm-hmm. So having something that was very much synonymous with an angel, I think, really won the hearts of the people.
Mm-hmm. So we got a couple emails as well. Should we read one of them? I think one of them was directed more towards you, and they were kind of asking about faith and supernatural and Christianity.
Yeah.
And how she was struggling.
Yeah, I had... Okay.
How about I'll read it off and you can kind of answer.
Okay, perfect.
Or talk about it. Well, how does that sound?
Yes, let's do it.
My name is Suzanne Stewart and I live in Maryland. I discovered your podcast through Spooked and I'm really enjoying it. I still need to listen to the entire first season. Oh, I remember now. I wrote on a Spooked forum. People were asking for other podcasts that they recommend that were like Spooked, and I mentioned ours. The first podcast that I listened to was The Roommate. My question is for Gabrielle. In this podcast, you mentioned that you were questioning your Christian faith, and that might be why you didn't acknowledge that you were, in fact, dealing with a negative spiritual entity at first. You mentioned that your faith background was the Anglican Church. One, did this experience strengthen your faith? And two, how do you reconcile your belief in Christianity with your belief in spirits? I was told last year that I am a sensitive, and I'm having a hard time combining that and my Christian faith. I am currently a practicing Baptist. Your podcast is opening up a whole new world for me. I just listened to If These Walls Could Talk. Although I would never display slave shackles on the wall, I shudder just to think of it. I also never realized how important it is to respect people's burial grounds and history. All of this matters so much more than I realize. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, Suzanne.
When I read Suzanne's email, it meant a lot to me because I think that it showcased exactly what you and I had set out to do when we, you know, created this podcast, is to allow people a safe space to explore the things that they may not be able to explore in their personal life, around family or friends, or in a town, you know, that's seated toward one side or the other. And I did respond to Marianne, and in short, what I had ended up telling her was that at the point in time that I had had that experience that I detailed in the roommate episode of the podcast, I was definitely in a place of deeply questioning my relationship with spirituality, with God, because I had grown up Anglican, and my relationship with the Anglican faith, and Christianity in general was very checkered. There were a lot of things that were perpetuated that I don't think is very healthy, like the degradation of women that's actively pushed in the church, you know, some of the doctrine that is very much, you know, you are unworthy, you know, you are made of sin from the time that you were born, you are not good enough, you can't have a direct relationship with God, so you have to go through a middleman, like a priest or a deacon. And I just feel deeply that, you know, that's just not the case. Like, it didn't sit as truth for me. And if it sits as truth for you, then I think that's beautiful, but that's not my experience. My experience was that something was inherently wrong, because how was I as a woman would be seen as a subservient to a man when I hold the capability of having children? If that's the case, then men should have been the ones, you know, Yehera, literally outside my door. I have the ability to bring life into the world or don't, you know? And so there were just a lot of things during that time. I think that when I did have that experience, what ended up happening in the back end is I realized just how much more I wanted to delve into my spirituality. Because why did this experience happen to me? And I utilized a lot of Caribbean belief systems that were not inherently connected to Christianity. Like, I saged a room, or I used ammonia. You know, these are very, like, old-time Caribbean ways of dealing with entities. And they worked, you know? And so I wanted to really understand more about it. Because I think, like I said in past episodes, there are multiple ways to skin a cat. There's multiple, you know, ways that you can get something done. And I wanted to pursue the multiple ways that I hadn't before and see what landed to be true. And now, after years of, since that experience, lots of reading, lots of redoing the indoctrination that had happened as a child, I am at a place where I truly celebrate the Bible. I think that there are parts of the Bible and religion and Christianity that are invaluable. And also understanding that I am an individual who is unique, and everybody is different. And my truth is that my connection to God is not inherently reliant on a Christian path. I am all things, and you can be all things too. And the things that I may not feel called to, you may feel called to. And that's what I really wanted people to take away from that episode, is that I had this really crazy, scary experience happen to me. It was life-changing. And also, it showed me that that my inherent truth was right, and that I did not need Christianity on its own to guide me through a dark time. I was able to pull on other threads that I also trusted, like my culture and my background. Thank you, friend.
Very well said. I like that. I hope that resonates with a lot of our listeners as well.
For sure. When we had some beautiful emails, like people didn't just like, we had someone, I think they were from Iraq, listening in. We've had listenership from all over the world. We have Australia, we have, you know, the Middle East, we have India,
the UK.
Mm-hmm. We have all over the world. And one of our very first emails was from somebody from Iraq. I was like, I love the podcast. And it was so nice to be able to understand and see that, like, we have that reach. You just don't know how you're on the precipice of greatness until you step on and step in fully. And you realize, like, wow, I should have done this from long.
Yeah, you never know. You know, I never heard of a supernatural talked about a lot in the Caribbean. And I'm like, I would love to listen to a podcast like that. And I'm like, I think we're going to have to be the ones that do this because it's not out there. So we got a place now.
For sure.
So,
and, you know, Paulina, before you go on, I think what you just said is really mm-hmm. important. You know, we saw that there was a gap in the market. There was a gap in the community of something that would bring some sort of support and richness to our community and the community abroad. And we made it. You know, I think sometimes mm-hmm. we sit on and we're like, oh, we're from the Caribbean and we're from the Virgin Islands and the Virgin Islands doesn't have opportunities. Yeah, well, you gotta make your own too. You know, like, mm-hmm. be the change you want to see in the world. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, when you sit on and you think about people like Wilmoth Blyden and J. Antonio Jarvis, you know, some of our way showers and our pillars and our community who are no longer with us, they didn't go to a 9-to-5 job and then go home and child rear, you know, and that be their life. Like, they were out here doing community service and community involvement and writing books. And there's a certain level of sacrifice that's necessary for service to community. And so if you want something mm-hmm. in your community, if there's a gap and you think that it would be beneficial, how can you support that endeavor?
Very true. Especially today with technology and the capabilities you can do at any location. It's no longer required for you to move to LA and Hollywood and become a big star. Like, you could do it in your freaking basement with your iPhone if you want to now.
Or in your metaphysical shop.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it may be. So I kind of want to move on and talk about things to come in season 3, you guys. What? You know, I feel like season 3 is going to be like a banger. And I say this because, yo, I put up one post on what's going on in St. Thomas and it blew up.
Yeah.
It got
over 400 comments.
Yes. And we got probably over 2 seasons worth of news stories. And I'm telling you, these stories are like, I'll give you a little sneak peek, right? So I already talked to one girl, and the gist of her story, I'm not going to give you the full thing because y'all need to wait. But she is pretty much claims that she was possessed by something. Mm-hmm. Something sent to her by her ex-best friend and had to be exorcised. That was an interesting one.
That sounds like a season opener or a season finale.
True.
You know when you hear a story and you're like, oh yeah, this sounds crazy, you know, like,
yes,
you can already pinpoint where you're gonna anchor that story into the season.
She's the way she's telling me, she's like, I know, like, you don't believe me. And I was like, you'd be surprised. I hear all sorts of stories. She's like, but I had no control of my body. And then another interesting story that I'm gonna record actually later on this week is by a gentleman who was hanging out by Duffy's. It's a little parking lot bar on St. Thomas that's extremely popular. It's been around for like 30 plus years. But anyways, it's about a car that turned on by itself and started trying to run into people and amongst other things. And there was no one in the car. So a haunted car. Possession. I got a story about a taxi man and his 2 kids in the back driving, and something boards this taxi. And same guy has a story about something attacking him in the middle of the night, and it was an entity that looked like it was an enslaved person. He heard shackles and he was holding a hammer. And I'm really excited to get into that one because I love stories that tie into cultural reference as well. And they lived next to an old plantation. So Season 3 is going to be dope.
I'm excited. Season 3 going to be ton up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ready. So, we've been talking about Season 3 for a minute. Let's give the people a timeline. A reasonably honest timeline of what we're looking at.
Yeah, we're going to be honest with you guys. You know, we kind of explain everything what's going on in our personal lives in the first half of this. I'm about to have a baby. Gabrielle's starting new endeavors. And so, realistically, we're thinking maybe by next year. Out by next year. What is that? April? Yeah.
Yeah. We are looking at 2024. Hopefully, around this time. April or March or something. We'll talk about it. And we'll let you know when that's going to happen. I know that sounds like a long time, and theoretically it is, but Paulina and I hope to be able to sprinkle in some stories between now and then in the next few months, so not a whole full-fledged season, and maybe just a story and not a discussion, to whet, you know, your appetite of our podcast, because we recognize that a lot of people look forward to Thursdays these days and being able to get their scary story fix. So we definitely want to continue to deliver on that front. And so we haven't decided on the whens and ifs, but I know for sure I'm really going to push for us to get out a story or two for Halloween, because I feel like that's our witching hour as the Caribbean Mystics podcast. And with Sarah.
I mean, who knows? The season might come out sooner, because that's 8 months from now, you know?
Yeah.
We're just kind of giving you the... We'd rather not get your hopes up and be like, hey, it's coming out in 2 months. And then we really didn't honor ourselves
in
the time frame that's realistic. So we're just like kind of taking a big leap, you know?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things we're going to be doing in the background, including starting a Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
And for our Patreon members, I'd really love to include like a small bites at the season, pretty much, or the episodes, the stories that didn't make it to the podcast, and the small stories. So because we have a lot of like small short stories as well, so thinking that can be some bonus features for our members on our Patreon, and we'll definitely make an announcement when all that is ready to go and we're ready for you guys to check it out.
Yeah, for sure. I can't wait. And we are definitely hoping to engage with you guys in between now and season three. So Patreon's going to be a really great way to do that, as well as our socials. So if you have any questions or you want to reach out otherwise, definitely check out our social media. And we also wanted to recommend some other Virgin Islands podcasts that if you like this style of podcasting, you like their accent and our voices, but are looking for different content area, we definitely are lovers at Aruguru Podcasts. They have a podcast on Apple, Spotify, all the major podcast streaming networks, and they are definitely Virgin Island centered and speaking a lot about the culture. Mm-hmm. And it's also very funny. So every Tuesday it is beyond laughing with them and all of that, because it just kind of feels like you're sitting down, you know, at on the block with your friends just talking, you know, and just it's beautiful interaction. So if you are interested, so check
them out.
And definitely
very Caribbean as too, like, so even if you're not from St. Thomas or the VI, you're from the Caribbean, I think it'll definitely resonate with you as well.
Yeah,
you know, they talk a lot of subjects that are Caribbean familiar
for sure.
Any other local podcasts that you...
We love Good Up Podcasts. They haven't posted in a minute. I know that they're on a little bit of a hiatus, but they do intend on coming back. But they have like 7 seasons out, so you have more than enough content to catch up with. And they talk about all types of things. Societal issues. They talk about larger themes like, you know, gratitude and stuff. But they've been around for a minute now, putting out episodes and stuff, so I would definitely suggest you listen to Good Up when you have a chance.
Yeah, we love supporting like other locals, especially other local podcasters. So if there's any other ones that you think we should be turned on to, send them our way.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to hear.
I love podcasts for sure.
Same. So now if you're into more spooky stuff and you're like, I need my fix while they're gone. Okay, we got a bunch to recommend for you.
Yeah.
I mean, first I will recommend my favorite, and now my new job, yo, is Spooked by Snap Judgment. And make sure it's the Snap Judgment one. It's got the little Ouija board planchette on the cover, because there is another Spooked, but that's more true crime.
Mm.
But Spooked by Snap Judgment, definitely top tier scary podcast stories. Jim Harold's Campfire, which is more like radio setting. He has callers come in and tell their story in like 10 minutes or less. Monsters in the Dark, as you heard from one of our reviewers.
I love.
Did you have one, Gabby?
I love scary True Stories? Scary Story from Edwin Cove. It's so good, and it's definitely true stories. And let me tell you, some of them stories does have me on the edge of my seat. He does offer a little bit of sound design. It's not to the extent that we have in our podcast. So if you are looking for something with a little less sound design, but still, you know, you want to hear the thing fall off the dressing table, the door creak open, True Scary Story by Edwin Cove is amazing. And I started listening to The Chilling that you suggested in our last episode, and it's so good.
Yes.
It's so good.
That one's really well done. It's like documentary style, but has like people's few accounts in it as well. It's one story, but it's spread out through like 13 episodes, and it's done very well as well.
Yeah, it's so good. So those are my suggestions if anyone's wanting their spooky fix. Do you have any last?
I'll have more.
Oh, awkward. Oh, and I was here like, okay, check out you later.
No, it's all good. Look, I'm like a little too obsessed with this subject, so I do have more, but I will give you the good ones. Otherworld is another really good one as well, and it's strange stories, not as in-depth as we go as far as like production, but people talking firsthand about their weird encounters, and then he kind of interview styles afterwards and ask some more questions. It's very well done too. Radio Rental, similar to Spooked,
like
very immersive. Yeah. And it's not just paranormal, it's also just like straight up scary stories, like people encountering serial killers, or you know, encountering dangerous situations and supernatural as well. Lore is a great one. That's great if you love historical context, but of like the strange and bizarre historical context. It's you could definitely fall asleep to it because it gets a little monotonous at times and it's long, but it's super informative just about like strange history. And then last one I will say is one that I recently discovered, is called Mysterious Universe, and it is so good but they talk about just the strangest things out there. It's just like the title, Mysterious Universe.
All right, darling, do you have any last things to add before my iPad dies?
I know, right? This is a long one, but I don't have much to say other than thank you, guys. Thank you so much for a wonderful two seasons, and we will be back. I'm gonna miss doing this in the meantime, but it's just going to make us come back stronger, I think.
For sure. We will definitely be back. I absolutely promise. I know how sometimes people just be like, oh yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be back, and then don't ever come back. We will be back. It is my promise to you. And we will be well rested and invigorated and ready to go. I also wanted to offer a extremely large thank you to our storytellers, because we would not have a podcast had we not had people that were so willing to step up and share their story, especially our fellow Virgin Islanders who live in a community where a lot of this is considered taboo and people like to put labels that are oftentimes bigoted and unfair and, you know, just not nice. And still to put your story out there, to put your name out there, is so meaningful to the people that listen to these stories, as well as in our ability to even get this out there. So thank you for everyone who took a chance on us and took a chance on sharing your story with us, but also allowing us the freedom to share your story in a really unusual, creative way with everyone else. It's been a fabulous season 2, and we're going to be back again soon.
Yes, we will. All right, you guys, enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye, guys. Happy Carnival.
Thank you for listening to Caribbean Mystics Podcast.
If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share with your family and friends. Like, follow, and subscribe to keep up with all of our spooky Caribbean content.
Do you have a story you'd like to share that took place in the Caribbean? Email us at CaribbeanMysticsPodcast@gmail.com. That's CaribbeanMysticsPodcast@gmail.com. Or check the show notes for more info.
Caribbean Mystics is created and hosted by Paulina Creaky and Gabrielle Carrard. Theme song is Folktale Juve Rhythm by Umi Marcano.
Are you in need of a graphic design company that can help your business soar to new heights? Look no further than Sparrow and the Finch Designs. Our team of skilled designers can create stunning logos, eye-catching advertisements, and visually stunning websites that will make your business stand out from the flock. Trust Sparrow and the Finch Designs to bring your vision to life. Contact us today at 512-316-8830 to get started.